you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Today is November 20th. Name your PC day. Give your computer a name so you have something to call it. If you're calling it My Girlfriend, it's time you got out of the house more. Happy Name Your PC Day.
What should I call mine?
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
News. I'm Chris Foster. 2,000 more Americans died of coronavirus, the highest daily total since early May, with nearly 188,000 new cases reported nationwide. That's the most ever in one day. The drug company Pfizer is asking for emergency approval of a coronavirus vaccine. CEO Albert Bourla.
We hope that they will review the data. They will take their time that they need to review the data, and they will give us the green light so that we can start distributing.
He spoke at a Time magazine event called the Time 100 Talks. President Trump meets today with the leaders of Michigan's legislature.
Two Republican state leaders are expected to meet with President Trump today at the White House as the campaign targets vote certification in Michigan. The Detroit News reports GOP Congressman Paul Mitchell, who represents the state's 10th congressional district, says he believes the president is pressuring the lawmakers not to certify the election, something he calls destructive.
Fox News, Rachel Sutherland, America.
We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee is Rich Thomas because we have something exciting involving rockets that he would like to tell us about.
There's a great space station flyover this evening. In fact, it happens early on. Now, there's been a few other flyovers this week, but this is the Mac Daddy of them all. It's a very bright one. This afternoon at 5:15, look at the southwest sky, and then it goes straight overhead and to the northeastern sky by 5:19. So quarter after 5, again, the space station flyover. And what, three new astronauts, right, up there?
Yeah.
Now? In the, there's six people in there altogether in the space station. 250 miles above us, going 17,500 miles an hour. Space station flyover this afternoon.
And I just posted on my page a handy-dandy reminder and guide from Rich Thomas on how to look for it, okay, how to find it, so you don't miss out, because they are always
You don't need a telescope. You can do it with the naked eye.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So now that we've let you know that we're nuts for space, guess what? We have to make space to talk about how nuts we are for nuts. Because we have David Little on the line from Tug Over Con. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are y'all doing, Greg?
Doing good.
Really good. I wouldn't mind having a bowl of chocolate-covered pecans or some of that fudge or I don't need it. I'm working on losing weight, but
I've heard you talk about that on the radio, you know. Or what about a pecan pie?
That's healthy. That's healthy.
Yeah, it's very healthy. It's got all the five food groups in there, or six or however many there are. You know, I just think of one food group. But, you know, we've got all that at Tucker Pecan. I mean, plus more.
Yeah, let's talk about the more. I mean, your store is wall-to-wall temptation, and there's nothing wrong with being led into temptation, that kind of temptation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had people come in and say, I thought y'all had pecans. I didn't know y'all had all the Christmas ornaments, all the Alabama novelty items, like the bearded pickle guy. I mean, he makes these pickles from scratch. He had a big company that did it at one time, but when, you know, they just weren't doing it like he wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And so he took it back over. And he has the best psycho pickles you have ever seen.
Wow.
Vertigo hot sauce. I mean, the hot sauce is sweet, but then it'll bite you. We have, you know, stone ground grits, you know, jelly, jams, all kinds of great stuff to go along with the pecans. But, you know, if you don't like pecans, you don't like jellies and jams, we have jewelry. We have plenty and plenty of jewelry. I had a lady come in the other day and she saw this necklace. She said, I saw this at another store and it was $35 the other day at the other place. I was like, yeah. And she said, it's like $22 at your place. I was like, look, we do what we do. You know, we try to make great gifts, great pricing, and make everybody's holidays fabulous.
I was just going to say, for those of you who are driving somewhere for Thanksgiving, you want to show up with something. You don't want to show up empty-handed.
That's a great idea.
Here's where you go to find things that you can bring that people will love to see. Stop by Tucker Pecan. David, please give us your address. And hours.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, and we are open from 8 to 4 Monday through Friday and on Saturdays from 9 to 1. So come by and see us. If you need a pie, call ahead. We make them fresh from scratch like Mama did.
All righty, and later on this hour, somebody's going to win a $25 gift certificate to Tucker Pecan just for participating in our show this week.
Good deal. Well, thank y'all for everything you do, Greg.
Hey, our pleasure, David. Always good to hear from you, man.
Yes, sir.
All righty. 8 minutes after 8.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
It's nice and it's starting to warm up. We're already up to 53 on our way up to a high of 74. We had 69 yesterday, so the warming trend continues with sunshine today. Just a beautiful Friday. Mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. Even the nights are moderating. The overnight low temperature falls to about 50. Tomorrow, mid-70s. Same thing on Sunday. Still storm-free. A lot of sunshine Saturday. Sun and cloud mix Sunday. And a dry forecast through Monday and Tuesday. Monday's high near 70. We'll be in the low 70s Tuesday. Showers and thunderstorms are likely as this all comes to a screeching halt on Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, as a storm system moves in. And we're watching it closely for any signs of severe weather with that system. Right now this morning, 53 degrees, looking nice at 808.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
I should mention our rocket scientists brought to you by Applied Security. Mark and Vicky, terrific folks. Saw them up at Baumhauer's on Wednesday night. They're local. They have state-of-the-art systems that are easy to operate and incredibly functional. You don't negotiate with their security systems. And a monthly monitoring fee that may be a lot lower than what you're paying now. Call 279-8338 to learn more. 279-8338 for Applied Security. You're always better going local. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276. At 809.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Shea Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Police have not released a cause of death. Right now, no arrests have been made. State health officials say if you're traveling for the holidays, you should take some steps to make it as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. And the latest numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 27,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks, bringing the total case count to more than 189,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Guess what we're going to do now?
What do you want to do now?
We're going to raise the woof off the joint. That kind of woof. There's a pet food company in England that's created the first Christmas song made just for dogs using scientific research, dog focus groups.
You listening, Chase?
We'll make him our test subject to put together a Christmas song that specifically made you appeal to just them. It is called Raise the Woof. It uses a reggae beat and the sound of bells, squeaky toys, and owner's instructions to elicit a response from dogs. So let's see if we can get this to work on our test subject here.
Okay, all right.
Sit. Sit.
Oh, good girl.
Who's this? Who's this?
Would you like to go on
Wookiees?
Especially.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Got his attention, huh? We should play it again and videotape him reacting to it. That'd be kind of fun. I certainly hope that all of you listening found that to be
fascinating.
Good. Good. That's the idea. All right. We're going to come back very shortly with a conundrum giveaway, a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Good deal.
All right.
Good deal. I'll stay.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Marguerite's second annual pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. Every single item in the store has a crazy, wacky blowout price. And you can put it on a layaway, 10% down, and pick it up Christmas Eve. Blowout items, unbelievable blowout items. All diamonds, you heard me, all diamonds, including Fred Mark, 60% off. All of our watches, 49% off. Diamond studs, $99. Unbelievable blowout at Marguerite's Pepper Tree Shop. Don't miss this. This is the event of the year. Don't miss us. We're in Pepper Tree Shops.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Mashed potatoes, smothered up in gravy. A piece of cornbread and some mac and cheese. With sweet potatoes covered in marshmallows. Turkey and stuffing on Thanksgiving. I'll keep on eating till my belly's bulging. Gonna feel like I weigh a ton. Maybe later on I'll make a turkey sandwich. And maybe I'll get a little drunk. And all weekend I'll eat the leftovers till the food gets gross and moldy. Tupperware in my refrigerator filled up with food I still want to eat.
Well, I tried a great experiment here on Facebook and it didn't work, so I delete the post. I was trying to upload that song that we just played.
Yeah.
I was going to ask listeners, play this for your dog, video the dog's reaction to see if this is effective, but you just can't post an MP3 on Facebook, I guess. Why is that? Because people would steal music?
I don't know why that is. It's never been available to do that.
Right. You have to go like to SoundCloud or something like that.
I think even, yeah, and then you would post a link to it.
A link to it.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to do a conundrum here in a second. But we're going to give away a $10 CFPB gift card for the winning answer. So today, let's get everybody's appetite whetted by Mr. J. And then I will come back with your conundrum. All right.
Why not then? It's the Seafood Bistro is what you're going to win, a $10 gift certificate to there, which can get you some great stuff, the appetizers, that sort of thing, and can, you know, take the bill off some other stuff, too. Maybe you want to do a boil bag this weekend. You'll get $10 off of that if you get this thing. You can also do wings. They do wings over at the Seafood Bistro. It's not all about the seafood. They got that, too. They got salads as well, which you can get some seafood on it, or you can just get, you know, a Caesar salad, a house salad if you would like to, just regular like that. Plenty of options for you at the Seafood Bistro, and all of them you can see online at theseafoodbistro.com. The entire menu is there for you. The entire menu is on your delivery apps, too, because you can get it delivered through DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, all of them. Take care of the Seafood Bistro to take care of you. 1651 Perry Hill Road over here. They are right not far from us.
Yeah. Can almost walk.
They open... No.
Not today. Maybe other days.
They open up at 11 a.m. every single day. Call them at 279-7500 when they open. Go online, theseafoodbistro.com. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. This is kind of shocking. This statistic.
Okay.
But only 10% of Americans, 1 in 10, have ever gotten one of these. I thought the percentage would be far higher. So think of something that you think, gosh, everybody's had at least one.
Right.
But the fact is, it's only 1 in 10 people that have ever gotten one, according to statistics. So if you want to take a shot at that, 272-9228, don't forget our grand prize drawing is later in the hour. So you'll qualify for that. And that will include, as we talked with David Little from Tucker Pecan, a $25 gift certificate there, the works from Don Duncan, and our grand prize, which is a $159 value Clark's Club membership. So you have that great protection for your home comfort and your plumbing. Our number is 277-2125. Again, I thought the percentage would be much higher, but only 1 in 10 people
have
gotten one of these.
I've had one.
Yeah, me too. So our studio percentage is far higher than the national average. While Jay's queuing up calls, let's see how the roads are doing.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate all over the city right now. We're congested at some of the major intersections on the boulevard, like Troy Highway, I-85 at East Boulevard, and, of course, Norman Bridge at Highway 331. Both of those are putting a lot of cars into downtown Montgomery this morning. Light to mostly moderate traffic on I-65 and 85, and we have no accidents in so far. This Christmas, give something special. Design your own jewelry at Harold's Fine Jewelry. It's easier than you think. Harold's Fine Jewelry in the Hillwood Shopping Center up on the second level. They're on Zelda Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we have some willing participants for this conundrum. And again, only 10%, 1 in 10 Americans have ever gotten one of these. And we start with Leonard.
Hey, guys, how are you doing today?
Hey, good. Great.
Good to hear. I'm going to go with the fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
I was thinking like a Christmas gift or something like that.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although I did see fruitcakes at Costco the other day.
The old Johnny Carson joke was that there's only one fruitcake in the world, and it just keeps getting
and everybody's passing. Yeah. Well, hey, as always, appreciate you guys. You guys have a great day. Don't work too hard, okay? Right.
Good luck, man. This is Pat.
Good morning, sunshine. How are y'all?
Hey, we're all right, man. How now, brown cow? The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy white dog. How you doing?
Well, I'm 6 foot above ground. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, good deal. I'm with you. I'm right there, too. I'm 5'11 over ground, but I'll take it.
That's close enough. All right, let me try this. How about a black eye?
Interesting.
That is interesting. I've had one. It's just not the winning answer.
Listen, steak really worked. Yeah, they say put a steak on it or something like that. Does that really work? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
There's an episode, the punch in the nose episode of Andy Griffith, and Ampy makes what she called a poultice, I think. I've never...
I've heard of poultice.
Some kind of thing that's supposed to reduce swelling and inflammation.
Old-timey thing, yeah.
But that's a good guess, just not the winner. Let's move on to Kuta.
I would say root canal.
Interesting.
I had one of those.
Are you ready for this? I've had 23.
Oh my gosh.
Including four in one sitting.
Oh my gosh, no.
Thanks for the opportunity to guess.
Oh no.
Yeah, thanks, welcome, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I inherited my mother's the same identical set of dental issues. And I had four of them done. It took 3.5 hours and almost 30 Novocaine injections because he had to keep re-injecting.
Oh, my God. I hate dental stuff.
But here's the amazing part. When he was done, I had no pain in any of the teeth where he did the root canals. I was fine. But the roof of my mouth was on fire for 3 days, and that's what made that a dumb way to go about business. Barbara.
Hi.
Are you ready? Only 10% of Americans have ever gotten one of these. What are we talking about?
A pet.
Interesting.
I would think that... what about you, Chase? Yeah, he agrees. It's not it, but it's a fine guess.
Great answer.
Thank you.
Thank you. We haven't really had a close call yet. This is Leela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Oh, we're great. We haven't had anybody really close on this answer yet. What do you think? One in ten Americans have had one of these. What is it?
A traffic ticket.
I've had one. Greg, have you had one?
Oh, yeah.
How many?
The misdemeanors, or do you want the regular
tickets? This is in metric terms.
Judges?
I think she's got it.
Yep.
Hey,
yeah, congratulations.
You want a Seafood Bistro gift card?
Now you got to hang on the line because Jay's going to get some information from you, okay?
Okay.
That's pretty amazing stat, though.
Yeah. You know?
That's why I thought it would be a good kid. Let's, William B. is here. Let's ask him if he's still around, if he's ever had one.
William?
Yes. What's your name? Yeah, I dialed just a little bit too slow this morning. That was my answer.
Oh man.
Hey, how are Faith and Hope?
They are great. Faith is still enjoying her fish tank. She likes to sit and watch the fish.
Oh.
Such a cute dog.
Strangest thing you ever seen, but
Chase is taken to the TV and watches the TV and is just amazed at that big screen.
Well, funny thing, we have catnip that grows wild around the fence in the back.
Yep.
And, catnip makes kitty cats hyper.
Oh, I know.
Well, it has the opposite effect on some dogs that don't affect, but the ones it does, it has the opposite effect. They get, like, real mellow, you know?
Interesting.
And Faith likes to go out in the backyard, graze on some catnip, and lay on the couch and watch TV and, like, wow.
I know what kind of wow you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm thinking about maybe, does anybody know a good doggy rehab?
Yeah.
I mean, a couple for funny. Humans.
That's funny.
Well, she seems to enjoy the catnip and TV.
Though. I got you.
Anyway.
All right, man.
Thanks, William.
Appreciate you calling.
See ya.
That's the irony. On my first drive to Alabama, all right, April 28th, 2005. I have no idea. I've never been. I cut through the corner of the state on 75 or something one time.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what to expect. I come up off Interstate 10. I don't do it anymore because I prefer to take 84 east. But at that time, my instructions were exit at 231, head towards Dothan.
Sure.
That's a 2.5 hour drive on I-10, which is another reason to avoid it.
One of my favorite drives, yeah.
So I'm wending my way, and right after I said, "Welcome to Alabama," there's a billboard, a big billboard, off on the right side of the road. And guess what word was on the billboard?
I have no idea.
Alcoholism. And it was for Bradford. you know, an ad for them, I thought, there's a reason that sign is there to remind me that the only way this works is if I really stay committed to being sober, which I was, but a lot of time has passed since then, you know, so.
Well, that's, that was somebody talking to you from afar.
I agree. Now, here's, I just got a Facebook message from Ryan Stinnett. Guess what he sent me? Ed Asner's deep pot apple pie recipe.
He did look it up. He did look it up.
Yeah, and I hope others did too. I wonder how many people will be running a food outlet
forward,
for this stuff.
Forward that to me.
I'm
an apple pie fan.
I'm going to send him some Adams Drugs butt paste because I think that's exactly what that young man needs.
Butt paste.
Butt paste from Adams Drugs. 820, we gave away some to Sweet D, the listener that got, she was thrilled.
It was part of my birthday present.
The and a yellow, a yellow gold Adams Drugs t-shirt.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, we take good care of our people here.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded once again in Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish. The choices are endless. And, of course, Alabama and Auburn decor as well. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see some of the latest arrivals. New truckloads are arriving frequently. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Open 7 days a week. Hey, visit the DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at CaravitaVillage.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All day long, but no one thanked me at all.
never want to see those people again.
It's not really an edition of Animal Stories. I'm just thinking this would be a good soundtrack for Christmas tree hunting tomorrow, you know?
I can't wait.
Rich Thomas, Greg Goodell, Braving the Jungles.
This is going to be fun. I haven't done this in a long time.
Well, we were raised basically by very similar... was your dad the tree expert?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mom was just the expert on...
No, turn it the other way, Harold.
Yeah.
Because there's a bald spot there. It's just kind of
Speaking of bald spots, we may have mentioned it earlier. I got a picture of it on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
The Rockefeller Center tree. Are you kidding?
That's it.
That's it. That is not Photoshopped. Their story is that, well, they always have big bald spots.
Uh-huh.
And they artificially fix them. But that's how it looks right now. That is a like, Charlie Brown tree.
That's a tree on COVID.
It's pretty bad.
Very pathetic.
Way to go, New York.
And I've seen the actual Rockefeller Center tree several times.
Look at that.
And if
that's amazing.
I know.
Hey, New York.
They should get a refund.
How to destroy your city in 5 easy lessons. Mm-hmm. Well, elect Bill de Blasio your mayor and then vote for Cuomo as your governor. And by the way, what did he do yesterday, Cuomo?
Oh, no.
Yeah, his big mistake was saying, I will not allow the Trump vaccine to be used in the state of New York, where so many people have died.
But yet you're calling for a vaccine and this, that, and the other, but yet you're going to deny your own people a vaccine. How much sense does that make?
It makes zero. Otherwise, we have... speaking of New York and Wall Street, what's left of it? Mr. Right on the Money, Brad McDonald from McDonald Hanger Wealth Management. And we haven't really looked at the numbers much this morning.
But they're not too bad.
A little bit of a flat start.
Good morning. Actually, it's a nice recovery because yesterday afternoon and overnight, we were getting hit really hard. I think we were down roughly 250 in the futures markets on the Dow. And the recovery didn't begin until just about, I would say, around 7:30 this morning. And that was, I think, a result of the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, making comments regarding some of these lending facilities that they're authorized under the CARES Act, money they're providing to the Fed, which ultimately provides liquidity to all our markets. He said, look, there are a couple of these facilities, one in particular, that we don't need anymore. That was the facility up to $500 billion that could be lent to corporations, who needed access to capital. Think about maybe like the airlines or something in the worst days of, back in April. So, because they've only borrowed $25 billion of it. It's just sitting there. So he said, but under the law, it expires December 31. We're not going to renew it. We need to just give the money back and let it go to help small businesses.
Yeah.
And, which is what he's supposed to do. The irony in all of that is they pounded him in the CARES Act, and they said, so we're just going to give you this, and you can do whatever you want to with it, and you're just going to give it away to these corporations. Well, guess what? He didn't do it. Now he's saying he wants to give it back, and those same people are going, how dare you give it back, just crazy
can do
stuff.
That right.
But I think the takeaway, Greg, the clear takeaway is that the credit markets are functioning normally. Corporations have access to capital. They're not having to use the Treasury or the Fed to get to borrow money,
good.
Which is a great thing.
Yes,
it's all part of the recovery that we've experienced. So that's, I think, what the market is interpreting this morning. That's why we've recovered from those futures losses. That's why we've come back basically close to even on a Friday, where most market participants aren't going to want to be too involved as we go over the weekend into a Thanksgiving week. Things are going to die down a little bit. So, anyway, basically a flat opening this morning, and that's pretty much why.
Well, earlier this morning, we were speaking to the wisdom of giving you and your firm a call at 387-0094 and getting a plan together for 2021. I urge you to do that. You never want to, at some point in life, we saw it after 9/11 when we were kind of like paralyzed. There's things that happen, and the people, everything just shuts down or stops functioning as normal for a period of time. people that have something saved, a nest egg, whatever you want to call it, are the people that navigate those stressful times the best. And Brant and his team would like to talk to you about getting something started, whatever might work best for you. Just sit down and have a conversation with them. 387-0094, McDonald & Hagen, Wealth Management. Brant, you take care, buddy. We'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, man, sounds good. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Good. Sounds great.
Good deal.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All Hail Jay! All
I'm Gumby, dammit!
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Our incredible long string of storm-free November days continues, and this is a very, very active time of the year. We just haven't had a storm system in a while. Sunshine, beautiful, warming trend continues today with a high around 74, mostly clear. Even the nights are getting milder. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 50. Remember earlier this week we had four nights in the 30s. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow and Sunday. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, then a sun and cloud mix on Sunday. And then dry on Monday and Tuesday. We'll be near 70 Monday and low 70s on Tuesday. Then that showers and thunderstorms are likely as the first storm system in quite a while comes through with maybe some stronger storms as well. On Thanksgiving Eve, we'll be watching that system. Hopefully it clears out by sometime late Wednesday night, and we don't want it to slow down any more than it already has because we want Thanksgiving to be a pretty nice day. And so far, it looks pretty good. Right now this morning, it's 53 degrees, mostly sunny skies, 8:38.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, holiday week coming up now. You might have relatives coming to the house, and anything that's going to go wrong is going to go wrong, and that's what I'm talking about. Whether it's a busted toilet or a leaky faucet, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Broken pipe? Oh my gosh, the mess that can cause as well. Well, it's great to know that our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are ready to serve you, even on a holiday. Even as a matter of fact, even in the middle of the night, they'll take care of you, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. It's a no-brainer at my house, and it used to be a real problem trying to, by process of elimination, say, nope, not them, nope, not them, nope. Now, Plumbing by Lukewire is my go-to plumbers. And as I mentioned, they also have the whole house plumbing inspection. That's pretty good because it's something that gives you peace of mind. If you're getting ready to, let's go out, you know, let's say leave for the holidays, you want to make sure that there's no problem lurking that's about to become a big problem. How would you like to walk home or come into the house and find a flood right after the holidays? Not good at all. 264-9666, Plumbing by Lukewire. They're also available on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer, Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited!
Get on with it!
Yes!
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
So, we need this in a form of a question. Who is Dr. Pepper?
That's right. Dr. Pepper. Who is Dr. Pepper?
I was prepared.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
I would like to be a pepper, too.
I'm a pepper.
You're a pepper. He's a pepper.
You're a pepper. We're a pepper. Pepper. We're all peppers.
Chase, are you pepper?
Where is that boy?
He's underneath the ridge.
Yes.
I'm a Mr. Pibb man myself.
Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb.
Did I ever tell you the long lame ass story about the Mr. Pibb truck?
No.
Probably not heard. I think
this.
I've heard it.
Let me finish this real quick, and I'll tell you the story.
I thought you were a tap guy.
No, this wasn't a personal choice. And it involves our boss.
Oh.
Many years ago. Anyway, this afternoon between 3 and 6, I'll pick a moment and say, I need today's Almost Dr. Baumhauer winning Dr. Daily Double of the Day. You got to be caller 7, and if you give me the name in the form of a question, that's what we call a Daily Double Honor, Alex Trebek. Who is Dr. Pepper? You'll win two Dr. B burgers, sides, and beverages at Wing Fingers downtown.
Excellent.
Excellente.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Excellente.
So, back in the very early 80s, and I'm excited because I'm down in Florida. My first station was a disaster. I drank my way out of there, and my friend Kathleen said, you cannot go back to Chicago. You've got to. She just threw the yellow pages open to radio stations and broadcasting mm-hmm. companies in my lap and said, start dialing. And I didn't even think to question. So I didn't even know. I wasn't even there long enough to know most of the stations. WWWL Miami Beach. Well, so I asked for the program director.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, program director. How can I help you?
Mr. Peters, I came from Chicago. I worked there for a number of years and came down to work for this horrendous.
So he says, well, bring me a cassette. We need some weekend people. So I did. Mm-hmm. And he hired me immediately to do weekends. And on my second weekend shift, he came in and said, I'm going to fire the morning guy and give his gig to you because you're really good. So I went from, like, wow. The gutter
yeah.
to the opportunity of a lifetime.
Mornings.
In less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So we had this promotion. Now, you got to remember, anybody that's, you think it gets hot here in the summer, this is nothing compared to the terrarium. So we had this big May-June promotion with Mr. Pibb.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little pickup truck. It was actually a piece of crap. And every day, my morning partner and I had to grab a case of Mr. Pibb or two, go to a convenience store and get 20 pounds of ice, ice down all the Mr. Pibb, load this gigantic cooler into the Mr. Pibb truck because they had Mr. Pibb painted on the side. And then we had to go to a designated place for 2 hours and hand out ice-cold Mr. Pibb.
In the South Florida heat. Yeah.
In the South Florida heat, about 20 minutes, that cooler was a bucket of
water.
And I think the statute of limitations has run out on this, but we'd give out a few cans. We'd make sure we got seen. Mm-hmm. Then we would take it around behind the shopping, the strip mall, wherever we had to be, mm-hmm. and just heave it into the dumpster. And then we come back to the... Did you give all your Mr. Pibb away?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You couldn't get rid of it fast enough. I mean, it just... The demand was... no, I mean, it's...
You're terrible.
But, no, wait a minute. You got to understand, if we were giving away a Diet Coke or something that everybody wanted... we would have had no trouble, but would you like it? No.
I'm not even sure what a Mr. Pibb is.
It's the
cola?
It's the knockoff version of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Coke and Pepsi. You know, it's split. Hmm. You know?
I can't remember another time in my career where we were giving something away for free. No, thanks.
No. You want a Mr. Pibb? No.
But at the end of it all, somebody won that truck.
Oh, the Mr. Pibb truck.
And knowing about some of the things that went on in that truck, I hope it was none of your loved ones.
Boy.
It was a pickup.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident. Clay at Dickerson. It is a minor accident. That's Clay at Dickerson, but shouldn't be causing much of a problem. All around the city, actually, we're looking pretty good. We've got a little congestion Eastern Boulevard between I-85 and Atlanta Highway and on Southwest Boulevard around I-65. That's about it. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade in is worth a minimum of $1,500. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell James.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 57th murder of the year. Authorities say the body of 46-year-old Che Hudson was found in the 1800 block of Gillespie Drive around 6:30 Wednesday night. Police have not released a cause of death. Right now, no arrests have been made. The latest numbers from the Alabama Department of Public Health show that more than 3,100 people have died from COVID-19 in Alabama. More than 27,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks, bringing the total case count to more than 189,000. And state health officials say if you're traveling for the holidays, you should take some steps to make it as safe as possible. They say you should get tested for COVID-19 before you travel and monitor your symptoms. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for LaserCopy, whether it be printing or shipping. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. LaserCopy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. LaserCopy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at LaserCopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Ask your smart speaker to find your local Sleep Number store today.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Great memories for anybody here? No. I haven't played that in years. I've been going through the process of going through stuff that's been...
weeding it out.
...in the system and trying to, you know, make room for new things.
Mm-hmm.
We are ready for our double grand prize drawing.
That's six.
Yeah, we're giving away two of each going back to last week. So we have two Tucker Pecan gift certificates to give...
yes.
Away, and let's take the first name.
First one is number 78.
78?
Yeah.
Scroll. Carolyn B.
Carolyn B.
You're a winner. You're going to Tucker Pecan. And so is?
So is number 54.
54.
Scrolling again. This here is Kenny from Maxwell.
Kenny from Maxwell. Yay! Yay.
good for you, man. That's a $25 gift certificate to Tucker Pecan on North McDonough. Remember, the next time your family says,
"Let's get nuts,"
head straight to Tucker Pecan.
I love that.
The Works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. We have a pair of these to give away.
Yes.
Who is going first?
First is number 5.
Ooh.
Well, all the way back there, Jay.
Way back in
that is Jeremy W.
Hey, Jeremy.
Jeremy W.
Congratulations.
Who has since moved and is pursuing happiness in another town. Just kidding.
This is a 2-week drawing.
Yeah. Another Works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire.
Is going to number 56.
Let me scroll again. Now.
Scroll again,
five
Jay.
5 to 56.
A busy squaltum over there.
Kira E.
Kira! Kira, that's great. The Works. That's a full service on your car from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. And now the King and Queen shall receive Clark's Club memberships. Two of those worth $159 each. Two annual tune-ups in your system. Guarantee a priority service. Discounts on parts and labor. They're only a phone call away whenever you need them. And our first winning number is...
42.
That's not a long scroll at all. 42 is Hunter M.
Hunter M.
Lots of winning.
He's our winner in the Hunter M. And up next is number...
Who is number 68?
68. Sue K.
Sue K.
Yes, she's known to her friends. Sue K. All right, so Sue K.
That's good.
Sometimes the names and the initials work that way. All right, so congratulations to all our winners. We appreciate your patience from last week. Due to circumcisions beyond our control, we were unable to execute the drawing a week ago today. Oh, 8:53, let's visit with Jay.
Yes, and let's also take a visit to Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Let's go to Millbrook, everybody. If you're feeling out of sorts, you wake up and, you know, things aren't... You're feeling off, you know? Not that you're running a fever or something like that, but, like, you hurt and that sort of thing. Millbrook Family Chiropractic has just what you need. Two doctors on staff to take care of you there, Dr. Jeff Passley and Dr. Barbara Bloomquist. And they've been there in Millbrook now for over 12 years, right there off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Once you're on that street going to Millbrook, if you're coming from Prattville, it's right there. You'll see it. But they've got not just chiropractic services, but ways to... they'll put you on a nutrition path, they'll put you on an exercise path, things like that that are going to benefit you on a long-term basis, not short-term. They love that you're a patient, but they want to make sure that you really don't have to be a patient again and again and again. They want to fix you in the long term. So check them out online at millbrookchiropractor.com. You can fill out the new patient forms online. You can set up and make an appointment online. Find out about all the things that they offer there at Millbrook Family Chiropractic at millbrookchiropractor.com.
One last look at the Morning Rush at 8:54.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are light to moderate all over the city right now. We're not really seeing any terrible congestion that's going to slow you down much. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery, rolling at the speed limit, and no new accidents into us to pass along. Buckle up, be safe. We're here throughout the day to keep an eye on traffic for you.
I said that earlier.
Well, Chico's Auto Pros offers full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything for your vehicle at one location. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This December, hold on to your spandex and leg warmers because it's 1984 and Wonder Woman is back.
She's a maniac, on the floor.
Help Wonder Woman save us from that maniac.
I'll pour water on her.
Cornered.
Nobody puts Wonder Woman in a corner.
Wonder Woman experiences the 80s like never before.
Help! That yuppie in the members only jacket just kidnapped the Cabbage Patch doll.
Don't worry. I'll throw this Rubik's Cube at him.
Travel with Wonder Woman back in time.
Where we're going, we don't need roads. Because I have an invisible jet.
Wonder Woman, 1984.
I just got word that 5 teenagers are being held captive in a library. I won't forget about them.
Forget about me.
Simple Minds.
Hey, as long as we're doing music nostalgia, and this name came up this morning, this is going to play, right?
I drink Dr. Pepper and I'm proud. I'm part of an original crowd. And if you look around these days, there seems to be a Dr. Pepper craze. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper, we're a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper too? I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Be a pepper, drink Dr. Pepper.
I'm glad we've gotten out of the 70s commercial
era. From
the 70s.
That was.
By the way, Greg's trying to sabotage me.
Yeah.
You left my mic on when we went on the break.
And did you say something naughty?
I didn't say anything naughty, but, you know. He's trying to sabotage me this
morning. Slip me a few bucks under the table and I'll pay more attention to that.
You say that about the 70s jingles, but, I mean, that was.
That was a good one.
That was
a good one.
The jingle's great.
The guy that became a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that did
the jingle's
it.
Jingle's great.
Norton did that song making it that was
sure
a big
did.
Hit in the
80s.
Dance is a little.
Well, yeah, a little back there, but the jingle's great.
I think the jingle's great. The dance could use a little work.
Well, what's the bottom line here? I told you that whole story. Better to be a pepper than a pibber.
There you go.
There's a moral to every story.
Hey, Joey, did you like that lame ass story about Mr. Pibb?
Yeah.
He's just as adorable as Rich is sometimes. One last quick check here. If car shopping is in your weekend plan, time to love what you drive. And that doesn't mean you can't love something from the Jack Ingram Signature Pre-Owned Selections.